We're now about to do Perek Aleph, complete Perek Aleph with Mishnah Vav, and begin Perek Beis with Mishnah Aleph. We had in Mishnah Dalid that we don't see, the Kohen doesn't go to see a Mitzorah B'toch HaShabbos, meaning on Shabbos. If a person came down with Saras or Simonim of Saras on Shabbos, Mavir Liachra Shabbos. We delay the visit of the Kohen till after Shabbos. And the Mishnah says there, V'yesh b'davir l'hokil l'hachmir. As a result, there are leniencies and chumras. And basically, the leniencies are listed in that following Mishnah Hay. And the leniencies are, if the Kohen would have come on Shabbos, he would have seen a nega, which required him to make machli, to him to say that the person is a real mitzora. But as a result of the fact that he didn't see him on Shabbos, on Sunday, the simonim of Tzaras went away, and there were no problems. He was tahar. Our Mishnah Vav, has the opposite. Ketzad lahachmir. What are the cases of Chumrah because of the result that we don't see on Shabbos? So these are cases where if the Kohen would have seen him on Shabbos, he would have found him Tohar. Because he couldn't see him on Shabbos, he has to see him on Sunday, Yom Rishon. And as a result of seeing him on Yom Rishon, he finds him Tomei. And these are the cases. Again, in the reverse of the previous Mishnah. Lo yabosir lovan. If you didn't have sir lovan, two hairs, black hairs that turned white on Shabbos. If he had seen him, he would have seen black hairs. Would have been a simon of tuma. V'nola lo sir lovan, and on Sunday there was a sir lovan, so he's a complete mitzora by the sir, by the saros of lovan. Because so that's one chumra of seeing on Sunday. Hoyushchoros vihilbinu. If he had black hairs on Sunday, on Shabbos, if he had black hairs on Shabbos and they turned white, or achashchor, it requires two hairs. Achashchor viachas lavana. One was black and one was white. Vihilbinu shdehim. And they both turned white on Sunday. In other words, Shabbos, one was white and one was black. He wouldn't have been completely chalut. Vihilbinu shteim, they both turned white on Sunday. Ketzoros veharicho, he said that the hair has to have a certain length, the white hair. The Rambam, we said that it was long enough to be cut by a scissor, or possibly that it's, others say that simply you can bend over the top so it touches its root. If it's shorter than that, it's not considered a hair that's metame. So Kitzoros, you had short hairs. If he had seen the Kohen had visited the Mitzorah on Shabbos, he would have found them Tahar. But they were short. The Herichu, and then on Sunday they got longer, and they met the Shira, which would make them Saros Lavonos, which Metame. So that's, again, he's talking about because he came to visit on Sunday. Achas Ketzura v'yachas Arucha v'yarichu shtehem. One was short and one was long, and they both became long. Again, on Sunday, they both became long. So he's the Kohen, the Mitzorah is Mukhlat. He's a full-fledged Mitzorah. Now, we had cases in the previous Mishnah where there were interruptions between the hairs and the and the nega itself, and here they were there on Shabbos. They went on Sunday. Here, they weren't there on Shabbos. The interruptions. I'm sorry. The in Lahogil, they weren't there on Shabbos, and then the interruptions occurred on Sunday. So he was tahar. Here, nismach hashchin, the shtehem, the shchin, the wound the wounded skin that's result of a blow or disease, not a result of heat, it touches both hairs. Oliachas mehem, the hairs have to be surrounded by the initial nega, not the different nega of shrin. Oliachas mehem, who is touching one of them, he kif shtim, it surrounded both of them. The shrin surrounded both of them, or Sachas Mehem, or even just one of them. Or Chilku Hashchin, and or the Shchin divided between the hairs, and so they were not longer a unit of two hairs. And not only the Shchin, but the Michias Hashchin, the live skin, the healthy skin that appears in the Shchin, which by Shchin would be a simin of Tumah. V'hamichva, or the burn, the skin that's destroyed by heat, or michyas hamichva, or the healed skin of the michva, which within the michva is a sign of tuma. V'habohak, and a bohak is a white spot, as we said before, is a white spot that's less white than even the lowest of the four colors of white mentioned in the first Mishnah. It's lower than the krum, it's dimmer than the krum habetza, the membrane of an egg. So that also, if it's surrounding the hairs or touching the hairs or dividing between the hairs, that if he had seen him on Shabbos, he would have been tahar. But all these things, v'hochulohem, Mishnah says, by Sunday the barriers went away, and all he had was the tzaras with the black hairs that turned white, and he's tummy, he's a mitzora. Lohoisa bomichya, then on Shabbos he didn't have the tumah of michya. V'noldelo michya, and he had the healthy skin growing in the tzaras on Sunday. That's when it appeared. Hoisa agulo, the michya. Now remember, the michya is healthy skin that appears in one of the white shapes, that kashira gris, which is a gris, or white in the mixture of red that defines tzaras. It was hoisa agula or rucha. Now the michya had to be, this healthy skin had to be in the middle A, and B, it had to be a square. So if it was on Shabbos, he would have seen it. It was a gula or a rucha. It was round or it was long. It was rectangular and not square. V'nases, and on Sunday, when he sees it on Yom Rishon, nases mrubas, it's square. Now he's tameh because he had the belated day. He went, instead of seeing on Shabbos, it was seen on Sunday. And we also had to be centered. So on Shabbos it was min atzad. Shabbos it was min atzad. It was on the side. It was not in the center. V'nasim avutzeres. And by Sunday, by Yom Rishon, it was right in the center of the white kegris. Mefuzeres. It was a series of dots on Shabbos and v'niskanso. And they merged together on Sunday. So it's tuma. Ubuha shchin. V'nichnas besocha, and or the Ashkin came along, v'nichnas besocha on Sunday, on Shabbos, there would have been a shkin that separated the michya, that came into the michya, so it wasn't a perfect square. Hikifa, or it surrounded the michya, chilka or miyato, or it divided, the michya has to be kadosha. It cut it up, or it diminished it from the outside. It split through, so it was less than a dasha, both pieces. Or it was memait from the surrounding on the outside and made it less than a dasha, the size of a lentil. Hashchin, or michis hashchin, the shchin, or the healed skin of the shchin. V'ha michva, the burning wound. Or michis hamichva, or the healed skin of the burning wound. V'ha bohak. All of them got in the way of the michya in the of the original tzaras of the white or mixed color tzaras. We have bohak. Bohak, again, we said, was a white that's dimmer than krum halava, the membrane of the egg. So on Shabbos, there was a division, or there was some type of mitigating simon, and on Sunday that they went away. So chil cholkin beino om, all these things that we mentioned above, the shchin, the michya shchin, the mikvah, the mikvah, the michya, then a bohak, we're dividing between the om lepisoyon. Now, in this case, they're making a division between the major body of the nega, which is called the om, and the pisoyon, and the increase. An increase, pisoyon, is a sign of tumah. If it's growing and growing, so if they had seen on a Shabbos, there was a division between the pisoyon and the om. But on Sunday, when the Kohen sees it, he sees that, and in front of his eyes, the pisoyon is growing, and there's no division. It's connected to the om, to the main body of the nega. So it's a pisoyon. So on Shabbos, there were barriers. There were things that were mitigating. For Hochuluhem, by Sunday, by Yom Rishon, all these things went away, and all was left was the original nega, either with white hairs, or with a michya, or with pisoyon. It's growing and growing and growing in front of the Kohen's eyes. For Hochuluhem, the pisoyon is connected to the yom, to the main body. Hari lahachmir. So all these things are because we didn't see on Shabbos, but rather the Kohen saw on Sunday. So the mitigating factors went away by Sunday, and the signs of tumas aras, of chaluta, white hair, black hairs turn white, michya, or pisoyon, a growing, constantly growing, that was apparent on Sunday. So that's a chumrah. The next parak begins, Baharis Azo, if you took the whitest color, which was Erika Shelig, pure white like snow, the Baharis. Nireis per Germani. Germani is the language of Gerim, is the language also of Etzm of bone. So you see, a Germani might be an albino, a person with very white skin. So if you took the Baharis, the brightest color of Tuma, and you put it next in and it appeared in the, it would appear K, it would appear more dim than the Krum Habetza, and he would be Tor, it would be like a bohak. It would look like a bohak, he would be Tor. So, Vihakeya, if you took the something that was less than the Krum Habetza, something like a bohak, Vihakeya Bekushi, Azo, against a Kushi, against a person who is really ebony black, that would look very white. It would look like one of the four maros that are mitame. So you have here a question of appearance. So Rabbi Yishmael, first of all, says Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Bnei Yisrael ani kaparosam. So Mefurshim explained, what is he saying? I am the kapora, I am the atonement for Bnei Yisrael. So some want to say, because we're talking about Negoyim over here, that Rabbi Yishmael wants to say, the Chas V'Shalom Jews shouldn't have Negoyim. I should be a kapora for them. But the first Yisrael points out that Rabbi Yishmael always liked to praise the beauty and the goodness of the Jewish people in other Gemaras and Dorim, other places. So that's what what he's saying over here. He says, Bnei Yisrael, Hari Hain Ki Eshkaroa. They are like Mediterranean tin. Eshkaroa is a tree. Some say a type of cypress. They call it a box tree. But it's tan. It's not lo shchorim, the Mishnah says, below levonim, not overly dark and not overly light. Ela beinonim, but an average tan, Mediterranean tan. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Yesh litzayorim sammonim. Rabbi Akiva says that craftsmen who draw on buildings, they have various dyes. Shehin sorim tsuros, shchoros, levonos, beinonios. With which they draw images that are, or forms that are either black, white, or intermediary, or tan. So maybe sam beinoni umekifo mi bechutz. Now we don't know which case we're talking about. Could be talking about both the Germani and the Kushi, or it could be just talking about perhaps the Kushi. Shehen Nevi San Beinoni, he takes a tan dye, umekifo mi bechutz, and he puts it around the appearance of white, the nega, the tira beinoni, and you compare it, then you'll it will look as if it's in the skin of a normal person, and a tan person who is overly dark or overly white, and you'll be able to ascertain what the nature of the nega is. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Maros Negoim Lahakil. Rabbi Yehuda says that the appearances of the goyim are to be lenient and not to be machmir. So the Rav says over here, the reasoning of Rabbi Yehuda is explained in Torah's Kohanim, that there's two psukim. One pasuk says biyor bisoro, implying that it's subjective. The cross of Echad Omer biyor habasar, in the skin of the flesh, meaning it's objective. So we find then Shemaros Nagoyim Lahokil Avo Lahachmir, that in the case of the Arbisoro, in the case of the Germani, where in his flesh it looks dimmer, it looks okay, that's then he's tar. And the case of the Kushi, the Ebony fellow, that person we don't say that because in his skin it looks very bright that it's tame, but rather we run a test and we put the dye around it and see how it would be in the skin of a person who was Mediterranean tan, the Eshkaroa tan, and see if he's tame or not. So Nimseis Mikayim Biyor Bisoro, and that's by a Germani, we're going to his flesh, so it looks dimmer. Visakushi could be Benoni, and the ebony person, with the intermediary dye, Lohakil, and that's to be makele, not to find him automatically to be a Mitzora, because his skin is so dark, it looks very, very bright by comparison. So Nimsis Mekayim Ba'or Habasir. And Rabbi Akiva comes along and argues. Chachamim Ramim Zebe Zebe Beinoni. We met Rabbi Akiva before, was one who introduced dye. So this is the shita of Rabbi Akiva, that you always compare everybody, the Germani and the Kushi. You compare them to the tan dye. Germani the Kushi could be known even Rabbi Akiva, the Rav says. The Tosfos Yom Tov explains that Rabbi Yehuda, who arranged the Mishnayos, saw that the halacha was like Rabbi Akiva, so he taught Rabbi Akiva's position now as Tam, as if it's the position of all the Chachamim. The Tosfos Yom Tov brings down an opinion of the Ravid in his commentary in Torah's Kohanim, because Mitzorah and Tazria Mitzorah are found in Vayikra, so there's a Sifra, the Torah's Kohanim on these Parshios, and on the Inyanim of Negoim, and the Ravid is a Rishon who has a commentary on Torah's Kohanim. So he says that Rabbi Yishmuel learns Lakula completely. Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Germani and the Kushi are not tameim at all. Not at all, because looking at their skin, it's impossible to ascertain what the real nature of the color of the tzaras is. We can't determine the nature of the color. So therefore, we're mitayher them on the spot, because it's a lack of because we go lakula, because we really can't determine just by visual sighting against their skin, so we're makel. And Rabbi Akiva argues in Rabbi Yehuda, and he says that no, that we have to we don't go lahokav lo lahachmir, but rather we bring someone, and we bring this intermediary dye, this tan dye, and we look at the nega as if it's an average person with Mediterranean tan. And both of these positions learn out ba'or habasar, the phrase in the Chumash ba'or habasar. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Cause of Echad Omer Ba'or Habasar, and the other Ba'or Besoro." V'esakushi. So he makes a distinction between When I said before, Rabbi Yehuda was Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael, who says, Ani kaparosam, he's mitahir both the Germani and the Kushi. Rabbi Yehuda makes a distinction, and he says by the Germani we go lakula, we go biar b'saros, so it looks dim, so he's tohar, and by the Kushi we don't go lechumra and say that he's it looks very bright, but rather we introduce the tan dye. So that's the Sambei Noni, and Rabbi Akiva says in all instances we go with the tan dye, and we take an objective stand.